Hello and welcome to day 6 of your 10-day transformation program. What a special day this is. Guess what? You've passed the halfway mark. Congratulations! This is when you start to move into that I'm in charge of my body and my appetite mode. You should now be experiencing a reset in your body systems and cravings should be leaving your mind. You may even be having conversations with people about why this program works, and this is a great time to inspire others to transform their lives. To explain the program in simple language, it's all about nutrient density, bringing super green foods into your life. It's about actually feeding your cells with what they need to thrive and not just survive. It's not about forever giving up those not so healthy foods that you love, but rather about retraining your body and resetting your metabolism to accept real, nutrient-rich super greens so that you can later enjoy the foods that you love without the damaging effects that they've had on your body in the past. And eating the super green foods allows you to have that control over your weight and energy in the future. This is because you are bringing such valuable nutrient-rich food into your body that you now have a knowledge-based choice about with regards to your foods. I'm excited to say that within 4 days from now, you will be transferring off of the 10-day program. As the first step in preparing you for this transition, we are going to talk today about good fats. The misconceptions about fats are abundant, confusing, and exhausting to think and worry about, but they don't have to be. Without getting into too much detail and chemistry, learning the difference between good fats and bad fats is simple. What is not so easy is avoiding the food industry's powerful marketing influence. The healthy fats which promote optimal fitness and performance are the same fats that promote healthy body systems, bones, joints, hair and skin as they are used in every cell, tissue, gland and organ. Here are 4 types of good fat which you should really pay attention to. Omega-3 and omega-6 are the first two I'd like to talk about. Essential fatty acids, or EFAs, cannot be produced by the body and therefore must be acquired through the diet. There are 2 main forms of EFAs. Omega-3, which happens to be found more deficient in the average Canadian diet, and omega-6. By increasing foods and or your supplementation with a proper combination of omega-3 and an omega-6 blend of EFAs, you can expect to notice increased energy, improved recovery from injuries, faster recovery between training sessions, less joint pain, faster muscle development and fat loss, more focus and concentration, better skin, hair, mood, and sleep within weeks. Omega-6 fatty acids are generally quite easy enough to achieve through amounts in your diet, and too much can actually cause an imbalance, often leading to health problems. Omega-6 sources come from some animal fats, plant oils, and dairy products. Due to the fact that omega-3 is harder to obtain, it is important to include foods high in this fatty acid to your diet or supplement regimes as it promotes the metabolism of all fats and plays an integral role in the repair and regeneration of cells. Good examples are flax seeds and chia seeds, which can supply your daily needs with 1 ground tablespoon added to your breakfasts, salads, or your smoothies. Other great sources are cold water fish, with the highest sources being mackerel, salmon, anchovies, and herring. Most nuts and seeds and leafy greens will also provide omega-3 EFAs. Hemp seeds are on top of the podium as they are one of the only food sources that naturally contain both a perfect balance of omega-3 and omega-6 with a complete protein and high fiber as well. This next healthy fat is a biggie. I'm going to be talking about saturated fats. The distinction between good and bad saturated fats is necessary. Yes, there is such a thing as a health-promoting saturated fat, and they come in the form of medium-chain fatty acids. The most common food source is virgin coconut oil, and it is popular among athletes to take 1.5 tablespoons before a workout as a source of energy because it absorbs directly into the digestive tract. Another benefit with virgin coconut oil is its high smoke point, making it a healthier option for cooking with. It is the long-chain saturated fatty acids that cause disease, often used in the food processing industry. These fats, commonly found in shortening, fatty meats like pork, lamb, veal, and beef, cheese, cream, and fried foods, should also be avoided as much as possible. Coconut oil is one of the best oils that you can be consuming on a regular basis. Not only can coconut oil continue to aid you in your weight loss and maintenance goals by regulating your metabolism and helping with blood sugar control, but it is also well known to benefit in keeping good cholesterol levels in check, boosting your immune system, and enhancing digestion. Studies have shown that coconut oil can help our bodies mount resistance to both viruses and bacteria that cause illness, and this is why it has such immune supportive properties. A 2009 study showed that women who consumed 2 tablespoons of coconut oil each day did not gain weight over a 12-week period, and in fact, they actually lowered amounts of abdominal fat, which we now know is a contributing factor to heart problems. And coconut oil is also known to protect the body from insulin resistance. When cooking, coconut oil should be your first pick, and it is stable at all high temperatures. Other good oils include pure extra virgin olive oil and grapeseed oil. These are especially good when added to foods at room temperature and can also be used in low heat cooking. The last type of good fat I'm going to be talking about is cholesterol. Just like saturated fats, cholesterol gets a really bad rap, but there is such a thing as actually a good cholesterol. In fact, it's one that our bodies would not function without. It helps to calm the immune system and reduce inflammation. Fortunately, our bodies produce enough of this disease-preventing fat, also known as HDL or high-density lipoprotein. But because it can easily decrease in times of stress, we are also capable of controlling our cholesterol through our diet. There are no plant sources that contain cholesterol, although these sources do have a positive effect on increasing HDL and decreasing the bad cholesterol, known as LDL or low-density lipoprotein. Sources of HDL or high-density lipoproteins include fish, nuts, soluble fiber, olive oil, and red wine. I hope today's information was valuable for you and shed some light on what type of fats you should be consuming and what type of fats you should be staying away from when you are finished your 10-day transformation. Keep on trekking, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye!